In a new study, the IMF says the financial crisis is likely to have a major impact on low-income countries, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. The fund identified 26 low-income countries, 14 in Africa, that it regards as especially vulnerable to the lower export prices that have accompanied the global economic slowdown. Because these low-income countries are more integrated into the world economy, the IMF says that they are more exposed to the crisis that has essentially stalled economic growth worldwide. The vulnerable economies include oil exporters Angola, Nigeria, and Sudan. Strauss-Kahn says that next week's IMF conference in Tanzania will focus on Africa's development priorities. The meeting will also look ahead to the summit of leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies in London early next month.
Those African countries fear, rightly, that decision could be made at the global level by a kind of governance body of the world economy without their voice and their comments.
South Africa is the only African member of the group of 20. As the global economic slowdown accelerates, the IMF has downgraded its forecast for economic growth. In October, it predicted that sub-Saharan Africa would grow by more than 6% this year. Its latest forecast cuts that figure in half. The world economy as a whole is expected to grow by a meager one-half of 1% in 2009, its worst performance in 40 years. The IMF's Strauss-Kahn says coordinated action is required to pull the global economy out of its slump.
There's a real need to always to come and reiterate the need for a multilateral approach to a global crisis, to take into account what's happening not only in your own country, but also what's happening outside.
The International Monetary Fund has been calling for the major countries to implement coordinated increases in government spending and tax cuts to stimulate the global economy. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.